Alleluia, Christ is risen. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, whose blessed Son made himself known to his disciples in the breaking of bread, open the eyes of our faith, that we may behold him in all his redeeming work, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Hosea. When Israel was a child, I loved him, and out of Egypt I called my son. The more I called them, the more they went from me. They kept sacrificing to the Baals and offering incense to the idols. Yet it was I who taught Ephraim to walk. I took them in my arms, but they did not know that I healed them. I led them with cords of human kindness, with bands of love. I was to them like those who lift infants to their cheeks. I bent down to them and fed them. They shall return to the land of Egypt, and Assyria shall be their king, because they have refused to return to me. The sword rages in their cities. It consumes their oracle priests and devours because of their schemes. My people are bent on turning away from me. To the Most High they call, but he does not raise them up at all. How can I give up Ephraim? How can I hand you over, O Israel? How can I make you like Admah? How can I treat you like Zeboim? My heart recoils within me. My compassion grows warm and tender. I will not execute my fierce anger. I will not again destroy Ephraim. For I am God and no mortal, the Holy One in your midst, and I will not come in wrath. The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Christ.
Now on that same day, two of his disciples were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking with each other about all these things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What are you discussing with each other while you walk along?" They stood still, looking sad. One of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem that does not know the things that have taken place there in these days?" He asked them, "What things?" They replied, "The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things took place. Moreover, some women of our group astounded us. They were at the tomb early this morning, and when they did not find his body there, they came back and told us that they had seen the vision of the angel who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb, found it as the women had said, but they did not see him. Then he said to them, 'Oh, how foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets had declared was not necessary, suffer these things and then enter into his glory.' And beginning with Moses, all the scriptures walked ahead as if he was going on, but they urged him strongly, saying, 'Stay with us, because it's almost evening and the day is now nearly over.' So he went to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, blessed, and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, 'Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us?' That same hour, they got up and returned to Jerusalem. And they found the 11 and their companions gathered together. They were saying, 'The Lord has risen indeed, and he has appeared to Simon.' Then they told what had happened on the road and how he had been made known to them in the breaking of bread." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Christ.
Thank you.
It is my honor today to welcome Ashley Petty, who is going to seminary. This will be her first sermon in the presence of our congregation on a Sunday morning. And I baptized her when she was 11 years old. So it's a great blessing to be here with you, Ashley, today. Thank you.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. When I was in my early teens, I came home from school one day, and I was really upset about something. I was probably fighting with my best friend at the time. We kind of did that a lot. And my mom was home, and she had asked me what was wrong. So I started to go into the details of what had happened. And my mother lovingly offered suggestions and advice. But I wasn't finished talking yet. I kept telling her more about the problem, and a few minutes later, she had more suggestions. This went on for several cycles, and I became more and more upset with each suggestion that she gave me. I finally looked at her and I said, "Mom, I don't want advice. I just want you to listen." In the first half of today's gospel, Cleopas and another disciple are walking on the road to Emmaus. The other disciple is believed by many scholars to be Cleopas' wife. As they are walking, Jesus, in the resurrected form, approaches them, but they don't recognize him. So Jesus starts asking them questions, and he listens to what they have to say. And I think it's very important that Jesus did not make himself known right away. The disciples, specifically Cleopas, needed to talk. He needed to vent. And Jesus lets him do just that by not revealing who he is. Jesus is allowing him to process the events that just took place. And Cleopas would not have been able to do that had he recognized him right away. And I think that it's pretty amazing that Jesus allowed him to recount everything about his own life. Because Jesus already knows what had happened to him. But he lets Cleopas tell him anyways. He must have known that that was what Cleopas needed. Towards the end of Cleopas' ramblings to Jesus, it is pretty evident that he feels lost about everything that had been happening the past few days. One of his dearest friends, his teacher, had been crucified. And it was the third day, and Jesus was nowhere to be seen. Everything he had put his heart into seemed to be vanishing in front of his eyes. He feels incredibly lost, and that his whole world seems to be turning upside down and caving in. But Jesus doesn't offer advice immediately. He allows him to feel his pain, and he simply listens. As we get older, we often forget what it feels like to be a teenager. Those problems that bothered us for days, weeks, or even possibly months, they no longer seem important. But I'm sure that all of us in this room can recall a time when we had the closest of friends. Friends that we could tell anything and everything to. Because our friends seem to be the only ones who listened to us. Adults wanted to give us advice. Advice that we didn't necessarily want to hear. But then, we became adults. And we started doing the exact same thing. We think that because we have lived through some obstacles, that we have advice for those younger than us. And that may be true, but we oftentimes forget to listen. We forget what it feels like to have adults constantly give us advice without bothering to actually listen. We forget what it felt like to be lost. For those of you who have ever shopped in a Sam's or a Costco, you know how big it is. It's this giant warehouse that's filled with groceries, furniture, books, clothes, and so much more. And going to Sam's is not one of those quick errands on your to-do list. When I was about 7 years old, I joined my mom for one of our trips to Sam's. And because I was so young, I wanted to look at everything. And I managed to wander off, leaving my mother behind. And whenever I had finished looking at whatever had caught my eye, I began to meander back to the place where I had left my mom, assuming that she would still be there, right where I had left her. Well, lo and behold, she was not there. And I realized that I was lost. Now, in this situation, the rational thing to do would have been to find an employee and have them page my mother for me. But at 7 years old, you're not very rational. So as the panic set in and the tears began to flow, I just sat down in the aisle and cried. It felt like an eternity before my mother found me. And although she was upset with me, I knew it was because she loved me. In the second half of the gospel, the disciples asked Jesus to stay with them because it would soon be evening. Still not knowing who he actually was, they take him into their home. And at the table, Jesus takes the bread, he blesses it, and he breaks it. And all of a sudden, their eyes are opened, and they are no longer lost, and they know that Jesus loves them. We get lost sometimes, don't we? I'm not talking about this in a physical sense. I'm talking about emotionally and spiritually being lost. We live in such a big and complicated world with lots of distractions. And it is very, very easy to get wrapped up in our own little world. But do you know where we can be found? We can be found right here and at this very altar. Every Sunday, we gather to listen to God's word and break bread together. When we kneel together at this altar rail, we are found and we are listened to and we are loved. It doesn't matter if you're one or if you're 91. Breaking bread together is a reminder that God listens to us and never wants us to be lost. Even when you think God isn't listening, he is. He may not respond in the way that you would like him to, but he is always listening. As you may have noticed, today is Youth Sunday. And a lot of our youth are serving in new positions today. This gives them the opportunity to try different ministries that they may be interested in. By the way, our average Wednesday attendance is 23. That's huge. And that doesn't even include our dedicated youth who are unable to make it on a Wednesday night. We have an awesome youth program here, and I'm very blessed to be a part of it. At the 9 a.m. service, we did a ceremony for three amazing teenagers, Meredith, Alexis, and Elijah. And that ceremony is called Rite 13, which is a celebration of manhood and womanhood, and can be considered similar to a bar mitzvah and a bat mitzvah in the sense that it is a rite of passage. This is the Episcopal Church's way of recognizing that they are growing up. Today is a very important day for them. Today, we recognize the progress they've made and the ways in which they have grown and matured. Today, however, is just the starting point. Because as all of you know, becoming an adult is a lifelong process of growing and changing and learning. I have encouraged them to really think about what kind of adult they want to be and to live their life intentionally. This ceremony is our way of encouraging them to start their own path in their own life and on their own faith journey. We as their church family will always be there to support them no matter where they are. But it's time for them to do the work too. They are holy and unique and blessed individuals. They are the light of the world. And so I ask them this morning to shine brightly and to always remember to listen. Amen.
Thank you for giving us an eternal life with you in heaven. Risen Christ.
Amen.
Hear us.
Please watch over our loved ones who are with you in heaven. Give them happiness and joy for their resurrection. I invite you to speak the names for those who have died.
John, June.
Risen Christ.
Hear us.
We pray for all those who need peace, especially those in pain, that they may find it. Risen Christ.
Hear us.
Give hope and strength to our brothers and sisters who have been afflicted by violence and those in danger. Risen Christ.
Hear us.
We pray for the safety and health of our troops in home and abroad. Keep watch over them as they keep our country safe. Risen Christ.
Hear us.
Give everyone an open mind and an open heart to love and tolerate one another, no matter what differences. Risen Christ.
Hear us.
We pray that we all will use our eternal resources wisely and responsibly to take care of our beautiful home, Earth. Risen Christ.
Hear us.
We pray that you give us love at the core in our city of Jacksonville. Help us to radiate God's love from the core. Risen Christ.
Hear us.
Please keep our cathedral family safe and ever growing in our love for God and sharing it with others. Risen Christ.
Hear us.
Father in heaven, help us to remember that when you rose and appeared to the disciples on the road to Emmaus, that the first thing you did was to simply listen. Help us to listen. To listen to our young ones. To listen to our elders. To our friends. Even to ourselves. This we pray in the name of Jesus, your Son. Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you. Please be seated. Welcome, all of you. Welcome to St. John's Cathedral. We're so glad you're here with us today. If you're new or visiting and you raise your hand, the ushers will bring you a gift, but you have to hold it up so we can find you. We promise we won't make you give a speech, but if you hold it up, we'll come and find you. We're so glad you're here today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Keep those hands up until your gift comes to you. Thank you, Ashley. That was wonderful. You did so well. I preached my first sermon here 17 years ago, and I can tell you that pulpit looks mighty big when you walk up for the first time. She did so well. The parish nurses are in Tolliver Hall today after the service. If you have any medical questions at all, they're there for you, so please take advantage of that. I am so proud to announce that after this service, we have a wonderful opportunity. There will be a presentation on the current situation in the Ukraine, led by Bruce Barcelo. Bruce has been spending over a decade working in the Ukraine and knows the situation better than anyone else that I know in my life. So if you're interested in what's going on over there, please join us in Ingram Lounge. A light lunch will be provided. There's more details in the bulletin, but thank you, Bruce, for being willing to talk to us today. I know that area is in my heart and in my prayers. This afternoon at 5:00, our St. George's Even Song will happen. That happens once a year. It's a beautiful concert and event for those of you who love music. Please return at 5:00. And on Tuesday night at 6:00, we're going to have a newcomer reception. So if you're new or relatively new or visiting, it gives me an opportunity to really meet you. So I hope that some of you will come. The bishop will be coming to us on Pentecost, which is June 8th, and we'll be confirming and receiving new Episcopalians at that time. So if you're interested in formally joining the Episcopal Church, please call the office and let us know. Also, next Sunday, another concert, 5:00. Details in your bulletin. And last but not least, at the end of May, this church offers a beautiful retreat right here at the cathedral. It's called Discovery Weekend. It is an opportunity for you to come to know your own ministry, deepen your relationship with God, and to meet and become close to members of the cathedral. I'd love for any of you who want to come to think about attending that weekend, May 30th through June 1st. More about that in your bulletin as well. The youth are getting ready to bring up the offering. Remember how our Lord Jesus Christ said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." So be generous with the Lord in worship and at this cathedral. proclaim you, Holy Lord, glorious in power. Your mighty works reveal your wisdom and love. You formed us in your own image, giving the whole world into our care, so that in obedience to you, our Creator, we might rule and serve all your creatures. When our disobedience took us far from you, you did not abandon us to the power of death. In your mercy, you came to our help, so that in seeking you, we might find you. Again and again, you called us into covenant with you, and through the prophets, you taught us to hope for salvation. Father, you loved the world so much that in the fullness of time, you sent your only Son to be our Savior. Incarnate by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, he lived as one of us, yet without sin. To the poor, he proclaimed the good news of salvation, to prisoners, freedom, to the sorrowful, joy. To fulfill your purpose, he gave himself up to death, and rising from the grave, destroyed death and made the whole creation new. And that we might live no longer for ourselves, but for him who died and rose for us, he sent the Holy Spirit, his own first gift for those who believe, to complete his work in the world and to bring to fulfillment the sanctification of all. When the hour had come for him to be glorified by you, his heavenly Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. At supper with them, he took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Father, we now celebrate this memorial of our redemption, recalling Christ's death and his descent among the dead, proclaiming his resurrection and ascension to your right hand, awaiting his coming in glory, and offering to you from the gifts you have given us, this bread and this cup. We praise you and we bless you. Lord, we pray that in your goodness and mercy, your Holy Spirit may descend upon us and upon these gifts, sanctifying them and showing them to be holy gifts for your holy people, the bread of life and the cup of salvation, the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Grant that all who share this bread and cup may become one body and one spirit, a living sacrifice in Christ to the praise of your name. Remember, Lord, your one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, redeemed by the blood of your Christ. Reveal its unity, guard its faith, and preserve it in peace. And grant that we may find our inheritance with the Blessed Virgin Mary, with patriarchs, prophets, apostles, and martyrs, with Cleopas, and all the saints who have found favor with you in ages past. We praise you in union with them and give you glory through your Son,
Jesus Christ, our Lord. Through Christ, and with Christ, and in Christ, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty God and Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. These are the gifts of God for you. You are the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Please join me in sending forth our lay Eucharistic visitor who will bring communion to those who cannot come to church. In the name of St. John's Cathedral, I send you forth bearing these holy gifts, that those to whom you go may share with us in the communion of Christ's body and blood. We who are many are one body, because we all share one bread, one cup. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and for assuring us thereby that we are living members of the body of your Son and heirs of your eternal kingdom. And now, Father, send us out to do the work you have given us to do, to love and serve you as faithful witnesses of Christ our Lord. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit be honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. On the road to Emmaus, when our Lord appeared, the first thing he did was to listen. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you now and remain with you always. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let us go forth in the name of Christ.